Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters. I welcome you for this on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, and we're here to answer your questions. Please call in. I have no guest today. 599-5555, and out of the area code, or not in the area code, you don't have to worry about the area code at all. It's just 599-5555. They did away with the 800 number, so you just have a straight shot into KTSA, 550 AM, as well as 107.1. And so, my podcast, it's a free podcast. It's staffelDDS.podomatic.com. And what you find on that is over 8 years of material archived. We have a lot of interesting guests, a lot of interesting program, just like what we've had recently with Dr. Nathan Bryant. Tremendous material that you can't find any place, or you'd have difficulty finding this incredible material. And my website is sanantoniodentist.net. We have some interesting things there. Chris, is that, we have a call? Okay. Let's see. Chris, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Staffel. Just fine. I hope you are too.
I am superb. Couldn't be any better. How may I help you?
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I called you to say that I had heard a guest doctor on the WellMed program talking about probiotics and how we should use a probiotic that's in a blister pack. Well, I contacted Dr. Hoberman through his website, through the Endomune website.
Yes.
Because I've been taking Endomune for probably 8 years now.
I remember that call.
Yes. And so here's what he told me. Do you mind if I read the email?
Please do, because this is valuable information.
Okay. He said, "Dear Crystal, thank you for your recent email and your continued support of Endomune for all these years. You ask a good question. The information you received from the doctor on WellMed is incorrect. When we looked at packaging for Endomune, the manufacturer explained that blister packs do not keep out oxygen or humidity. Blister packs have increased permeability. The shelf life is limited. The manufacturers have tried a variety of blister packs, including one that was triple foiled, but it did not work. As you know, our bottle of Endomune has an inner lining that is very special. Most probiotics do not use this particular bottle. It is expensive, but it keeps out oxygen and humidity better than any other packaging. Our goal is to have the highest quality probiotic and packaging to ensure a 2-year shelf life. At the time of manufacturing, each capsule has 30 billion of bacteria. As you know, each capsule states it has 20 billion. The extra 10 billion is to ensure that at the time when Endomune is used, there will always be at least 20 billion bacteria in a serving size. This increases the cost of manufacturing, but we feel it is important. I am sorry that you have noted a stale taste and smell after the bottle has been open for a while. We personally have never experienced that problem. I have never heard anyone else have that issue. When we are at home, we leave the bottle in the refrigerator. It is safe to leave it on the counter, but we are just used to leaving it in the refrigerator. You may want to try that. If this is just one bottle that has been giving you this problem, we will be happy to send you another bottle, especially to let you know how much we appreciate your email and also your loyalty to Endomune over all these years. Best regards, Dr. Hoberman." So, that explains the blister pack situation.
Yes. I thank you so much for following up, because I did not follow up on that. I remember your call. And
yes,
I've been using Endomune just about ever since they introduced it, which is quite a few years back. And I've never noticed, of course, we always were advised to keep it in the refrigerator, and then they changed the packaging and wasn't required to do that. And I've never had a incidence like what you talk about or what you experienced. However, in any of these packaging, you can get a defective package, or you can get some kind of misprint in the manufacturer or so on. So it's not it's unusual, but it's not regular. So I thank you so much for following up on that, because that is really an important part, because a lot of medicines are delivered in a blister pack, and you just assume that's the way to go. And that's great. Thank you so much, Crystal.
You're very welcome. So I'm sold on Endomune. I'm going to keep taking it.
Good. Once you get on it, you won't get off of it, that's for sure.
I've been taking it for 8 years.
Yeah, the consequences after you get off of it are not good.
Okay, good deal. Well, thank you, Dr. Staffel.
Well, thank you so much.
Always.
Appreciate
yes,
your
sir.
Attention to detail.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
The neat thing that you get with our attentive listeners who are paying attention and following up and checking me out as well, and I appreciate that so much because that's helpful to bring things like this to the forefront because there's so much material. Just like today, I have so much material to bring forward on what I've accumulated just in the last couple of weeks. Last week I had a rerun of Dr. Nathan Bryant because that information that he had was so tremendous. I'm going to have to listen to it multiple times and copy it down because there was so much information that was valid to me personally and my health as well as my patients. We sell a lot of Neo 40 and we sell it to a lot of people. Just come by and buy it. We have pilots and just all kinds of people who want to improve their blood pressure and improve their whole life. And and what's coming out of the research is very gratifying. So, again, thank you, my alert listener, for bringing that to my attention and bringing it to all of our listeners' attention. And I'll have to get in touch with Dr. Bryant. Dr. Hoberman, I need to have him back on. I haven't had him on in quite a while because we've had so many busy things going on, but I will do that very soon. And because as you know, if you've been following this at all, and I'm sure most of you have, gut health is everything. If your gut isn't healthy, you cannot have good health. That's the way it is, because a large part of your immune system, like let's say 70%, large part of your neurotransmitters, again 70%, and many vitamins, all these are made in the intestine, and especially the small intestine. And when this is not operating correctly, a lot of things happen. And so it's a huge, huge thing for everybody to be aware of and improve. And, of course, the other thing, and I was going to touch on this later, but I will touch on it now, is that the more that you can eliminate sugar out of your diet, the better off you're going to be. And because sugar is what cancer feeds off of, I think there's no question now about the importance and the connection of cancer and sugar. And of course, we've known the connection of sugar to defective oral health and cavities and periodontal disease, things of this type that create such a problem in the oral health field. And now we know that cancer, and one of the things that's interesting, when they do a PET scan, positive emission technology or whatever it is, they use a sugar solution, apparently, that's a tracer sugar solution, and the cancer cells immediately absorb it, and that's how they tell whether or not the cancer is there, whether or not it's growing, or whether it's decreasing. They use a sugar solution because cancer it thrives and feeds off of sugar. So this is another reason. Of course, the diabetes situation is gigantic, especially in this area. Overweight is gigantic, cardiovascular disease. It just goes on. It's a cascade of things that are in cascade of medical problems that are increased by sugar content and sugar in the diet. And along that same line, we've had many conversations about this and referred to books like Brain Maker and Wheat Belly and so on, that breads, carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates are just as big a problem as straight out sugar. So just wanted to bring that up, and that it's so important. Now, I'm going to review last week, And I don't have a guest here, so you can call in 599-5555, and we'll talk about anything that you'd like in the relation to oral health and oral health relation to systemic health, or just vice versa, systemic health and oral health, because there's such a huge connection, just a monster connection. And Dr. Brian talked about this, that how important it is to have good, pristine oral health in order to have the production, the best production of nitric oxide, which is important to every cell in the body. And in reviewing last week, one of the most important takeaway points that I thought was that even if you have an oximetry reading, that's that little finger reading thing that physicians or hospitals put on your finger to tell me how much blood is in your how much oxygen is in your blood as percent of 100, even if it reads 94 to 95, which is standard, a good healthy number, that's not necessarily the amount of oxygen that's in the cells. And oxygen, it's so terribly important. And we've had many programs on the sleep disordered breathing, which is all about oxygen. And Andrew Weil, who is a very famous MD from Harvard Medical School, and he teaches at different medical schools, and he's an alternative physician, however, he just really is a strong advocate of just proper breathing, and proper breathing creating enough oxygen flow into the cells. And then this is, however, why it's so important with the Neo 40, or they call it now Human In, it's been renamed, why it's so terribly important to have that into your system. And I have helped quite a number of people who have altitude oxygen sickness, and they just can't take high altitudes. And so I have, every time I know about it, and these include friends and patients, we get them on the Neo 40, all their symptoms go away. And I've had this over and over and over again. So this is rather interesting, that just your altitude, the amount of oxygen that's different and lower in high altitudes, like, for instance, I go skiing at a place in Winter Park. It's 9,000 feet above sea level is the city, and then you ski 11,000 feet. That's pretty high up, and air gets pretty thin. And of course, with the nitrous, the Neo 40, I have zero problems with this. And I always carry a package around, because there's be generally somebody else at a older age, and they're just gasping for air, and I'll pass these Neo 40 packets around and save their day for them. It's just amazing what something like that can do. And of course, Dr., I urge you, if you can, go to that podcast site of last week or the week before, July 23rd. I had him on July 9th, then I had him on July 23rd, and then I had him on a rerun last week, because the material is so valuable to anti-aging, anti-health, or for health. Dr. Brian's information is, and it's all backed by research, it's not his opinion. And the genesis of this is the University of Texas Medical School out of Houston. They did a brilliant job on studying 400 plants, and took about 10 or 12 years to develop their patents and prove that this was better than nitroglycerin, for instance, which is the go-to for 100 years for nitric oxide and prevention of angina. But it has so many side effects. So that they were, and then along came arginine, which they, the pharmacologists won the Nobel Prize. Three of them won the Nobel Prize for discovering that arginine, an amino acid, was able to be the donor site for nitric oxide. And then they found that a lot of people don't have the enzyme that can convert arginine to nitric oxide. So that's when the University of Texas Medical School got interested, because this prize was awarded in 1998. And they studied this for 10 years, came up with this brilliant product that's leased to a company now, as well as their patent coverage. They've got about, I think, 7 or 8, 9 patents on this, as well as the extraction process. So these are things that you can enjoy, add to your health. There's so many other things that nitric oxide, it has to be in every cell in your body and has to do with so many things. And one of the big things that's not even talked about, one of the really big things is stem cell switching on. That is, stem cells are how your body reproduces. The cells, as when you go to sleep, you're pretty confident that you're going to have your arms and legs and the rest of your body. It's going to be reproduced as it regenerates throughout the night. Hopefully when you're sleeping well with a lot of oxygen, with oxygen levels when you're sleeping and nutrition, vitamins and things of this type, it's going to form. You're going to be the same person, same shape person. You may not be the same person molecularly. Hopefully you're going to replace the aging parts. And this is due to nitric oxide switching on the stem cells. So this is a huge factor that's been discovered in recent research. So along with the oxygen review, it's so incredibly important. And especially at night. And so one of the things that I've become very, very strong on, and that's the sleep disordered airway pathway, or sleep disturbed breathing. And what that means is if you snore, or if you make a loud noise when you're snoring, or if you've been observed holding your breath, this is a sleep disordered airway. And it's become very important. As more I've learned about it, I've attended some advanced classes on this and found that I had a problem. And it took me about, after I got on the CPAP, it took me about 6 months to get accustomed to this CPAP. CPAP is the gold standard, but it's very, about 30 to 40% of the people who are put on these devices have a struggle accommodating to them. And it's so, once you get accustomed to it, however, you can sleep on your back, you can sleep, it's just a fabulous thing. You wake up and you're rested, and you know that you're dreaming, or you do are dreaming, and you know that your body is getting the adequate oxygen and reparative cells that it's supposed to be, things that they're supposed to be doing while you're sleeping into this dream delta sleep. So terribly important when your brain is cleaned out of all of the oxidation products. Your brain generates a lot of stuff when you're thinking, because it's got over 100 trillion synapses. That's an outrageous number, 100 trillion. And they're all producing waste products, as it were. So all that has to be cleaned out. And then your body's doing the same thing. And that's where good, healthy, deep sleep, delta sleep, is so terribly important. And you've got to have this. If you have a sleep disordered airway pathway, you're not going to get there. And you're going to have medical problems that are going to be a problem, like stroke, cardiovascular disease. A lot of these are going to be treated with pharmaceuticals, when actually it's a design problem in the throat. So we've taken it even a step further, and we screen every patient, and every new patient, as well as our old patients, we screen them for a possibility that they might have sleep disordered breathing. And so we even have gone to making available at no charge to our patients a sleep screening device. Now, in Texas, a dentist cannot diagnose this, but we can screen. There's this little sleep screening device that we allow the patients to use 2 nights in a row. They put it on. They wear it on. It's like nothing bigger than a wristwatch with an oximeter on a finger. And it'll show us your breathing patterns, if you're losing oxygen saturation. It'll show what's happening to the heart. It gives us a lot of information, and we can then tell you at no charge, after viewing that screening, give you a copy of it as well, that whether or not you need to go get a medical polysomnogram and follow up on the medical aspect, because only a medical doctor, a sleep doctor, can diagnose the sleep disordered breathing and treatment. And the other nice thing, you talk about value. My gosh, the cost is negligible. The cost of the cost of these processes has plummeted. It's just one of the best bargains in medicine. And then when the result comes back that you have a problem and you have four pathways to treat this. And I'll get to that in just a minute. Let me go first to Judy. Judy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm recovering from a stomach ailment.
Oh.
But I just tuned in, and I just heard about this medication or whatever it is for high altitude sickness.
Yes, it's
and
not a medication. It's
can
just
you sell that in your office, or where can I get that?
You can get it online. We sell it at our office. You can go online, and there are other medical offices that professional offices that have it. It was called Neo 40, and now it's Human N is the name of it.
Human N.
Human N, and yeah. The website is going to be Neogenis, not Neogenesis, but neogenis.com. Or you can come by. Our office is 3355 Cherry Ridge, and we always have a supply of it. And it will absolutely stop altitude sickness. Is that something?
Situation, but I was thinking if it's going to help you get more air, would that replace the CPAP thing then?
No, but it's important that you use it along with the CPAP because, as I was describing, you can register with the CPAP that you're getting a 94, which is a threshold for oxygen saturation of 100 as being normal. Anytime your oxygen saturation goes below 94, your brain registers because it's an oxygen hog and your heart is an oxygen hog. Your brain is going to wake you up. So with the CPAP, just because you have the 94% of oxygen reading, it doesn't mean that your cells are oxygen saturated. And that's where the Neo 40 or Human N now, as it's called, is so terribly important to use this along with that. And you just take, it's a little lozenge. It has about equivalent of a liter of beet juice because it's primarily beets, beet juice and hawthorn juice. And it's in a little lozenge about as big as a nickel, a little but thicker. And you take that before retiring, and you can also measure if you're getting enough, whether you need to take more or take another one during the day or not. But there's a little measurement thing that you just put a drop of saliva on in the beginning of the morning. It's when you get up, and it'll tell you what your oxygen, what your nitric oxide levels are, if they're adequate. But it's important, back to the point that was raised.
Well, due to allergies, one side of my nose is always tightened and smaller, and I don't get enough air. I'm always wanting more air, it seems like. And in hot climate, there's less oxygen in a warm climate than there is in a cool climate. So you're going to have to do more here than you would if you were in the mountains, because at least you're getting more oxygen in a cooler air.
Yes.
Per cubic whatever, you know.
Yes.
And so, therefore, you know, it's no wonder people feel sluggish and hot, humid climates, then they're not getting enough what they need, right?
This is exactly right. Now, the other thing is, whenever you can, you want to start off with the equivalent of a neti pot of cleaning out the sinuses daily, and they have these really nice designs now. One is called NeoMed, which is just a little plastic bottle with a tip on the end of it. You mix up that comes with it some sodium salt and baking soda, and you put that little package in there and wash your nostrils out and sinuses, and this is extremely effective for clearing up sinus problems. And then if that still doesn't do the problem, then you want to see a ear, nose, and throat specialist and have them evaluate for different growths that may be there, or structural problems like a deviated septum?
Problem. But I do use the saline spray every morning, and then I follow
perfect.
Up with Demista.
Yeah. Does that work?
That works to an extent, but during the day, you know, especially when there's high humidity and heat, I have a horrible time in high humidity and heat. So I'm in the wrong climate, right?
Try the Neo40, and I think you'll find some relief.
I haven't even wanted to try those potty things. They just turn me off. They just seem repulsive to me. I just haven't wanted to do it.
Well, they've changed the design. You don't have that pot. It's just a little squeeze bottle.
Yeah.
And when you have allergies, these allergens, here's the thing. San Antonio to Austin, to maybe up to Temple, that has been determined by scientific study to be the epicenter of allergens for the United States.
Well,
the corridor between San Antonio and Austin to Temple, that is the epicenter for all the allergens in the United States. So your body is fighting this particular problem, and it's huge. So that's why everything, and you want to start with the nasal clarification and cleaning out these particular problems like that and see how that works. But also you can take the Neo40 and take that once before you retire, and then you can take another one at noon and see how that works for you. That should help you as well.
Well, you know, you're making me think of all these people that live in the Himalayan area, that they can manage the altitudes better. Maybe what they're eating is a lot of root plants, like similar to beets. Maybe that's helping them.
Yes.
Over the period of time, they've learned to develop a bigger lung capacity, I realize. But they must be something else in their diet then that's helping them as well, huh?
Well, green leafy vegetables are going to be the donors for these types of things, but we can't eat enough of green and leafy vegetables.
Plants, huh?
Yeah, we can't eat enough green leafy vegetables to take this, and that's why the Neo40 was developed by the University of Texas Medical School. Okay, very good.
Thank
well, let
you.
Me know how that comes out for you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, now then, back to the sleep-disordered breathing. Our office has gotten really, really into this, and we screen everybody with a visual screening with the airway pathway. Our hygienists are trained to evaluate every patient, and our doctors are trained to evaluate every patient. And so when we see a potential problem, we have this screening device that you can take home at no charge and wear it for two nights in a row. That gives us enough information to figure out whether or not you need to see a sleep doctor, because a sleep doctor, board-certified sleep physician, is the only person in Texas that can diagnose for this. And then if you have the problem and you want to pursue it further, you will go to a sleep lab, which is so very valuable to get the information. You can do it at home, but it doesn't give you the same amount of information as a sleep lab. The sleep lab is so much more thorough, especially in it measures brain activity, which is huge, because the brain is causing all the problems, registering what kind of oxygen you're getting. Is when your oxygen saturation drops below the 94%, your brain kicks in and wakes you up. So that's how it goes. But the value, my gosh, the cost is negligible. Even if you don't even go through insurance or Medicare, the value is next to negligible. I can't tell you how important this is to do. And, of course, then the pathways. The first is the CPAP machine. That's the gold standard, the best thing. As I said, on my particular thing, when I started, it took me 6 months from January to June to get really comfortable where I can wear it without it being a problem throughout the night. And then the second way, if you have a mild to moderate diagnosis of sleep apnea, a dental appliance, which carefully advances the mandible forward. And these are very effective, that you don't have to wear the mask. Or sometimes you make an appliance at a dentist, we will make an appliance in combination with the CPAP, but most of the time the appliance alone can do it. The only thing with an appliance, you have to monitor the teeth very carefully for movement because these appliances can move the teeth around quite handily. So, but it's a marvelous device, the dental mandibular advancement appliance, where you can wear that, you can take it with you. It's just as big as a couple of trays that you wear on your teeth, and that works, can work very, very well, but you must keep in mind that you have to have pretty constant dental appointments, regular dental appointments, in order to make sure that your teeth aren't shifting around in a malocclusion way, because it will, I guarantee you, it will. I've been making these appliances since the mid-70s when we didn't have the technology that we have now, but we have so much technology. We have over 150 dental appliances to choose from. So it's a whole different ball game now. There's no reason to be suffering with something like this, with something so important, because one of the numbers that sticks out is 83% of the people that have strokes have sleep apnea, 83%. And it's above in the 50% in the cardiovascular areas of heart, cardiac fibrillation. It's diabetes. The comorbidities are huge, and they're all due to a design of the throat. And that's why medical doctors are treating a lot of these symptoms like blood-resistant hypertension. That is, you go to get your blood pressure under control, they give you one drug, doesn't bring it down, they give you a second drug to take with the first drug, doesn't take it down, they give you a third drug to take it down, so you're taking three hypertension or high blood pressure drugs and still struggling with it. A lot of times this can be managed just by the sleep apnea correction. So for these reasons, you want to stay on top of this. And again, as I said, the cost is negligible, even if you have to pay for it out of pocket. So you can call our office today, Dr. Staffel and Associates. Our number is 210-341-2569, and we can help you with these problems and your screening. And if you have dentures and you had the problem, it's not a problem because dental implants can solve the problem. And so this is why teeth are more valuable than ever. My gosh, people just don't take their teeth seriously enough until it gets down to a point where you're having some really serious problem. And when you have dentures, that changes the picture a lot. And that's where dental implants can make such a huge, huge difference. And the nice thing now is that we can place dental implants in just about any situation. And if there's not enough bone, bone can be augmented and grown in these areas where there is no bone or not enough bone to carry an implant. And these augmentations are very... they're very successful. They're very predictable. And we may work in our office. We may do it ourselves. I've been doing implants since 1978, so I was sort of a early adapter to this before implants were even thought to be viable. I have that much experience, and going forward, we have experienced the growth of this. I wasn't a design person, but I was an adapter early on when only general dentists were doing this type of thing. There was only one school, University of Southern California, that was teaching this. It was a very, not a very accepted thing at that time when I started doing it in 1978. Things have changed now. Oh my gosh, dental implants are so wonderful. But at the same time, dental implants are not the value of a natural tooth that's alive. And so that's one of the things that we really get across and have you concentrate on, and we can develop a program. Your teeth are designed to last you 84 or 80 plus years. Now think about that. Your teeth are designed from the beginning to last 80 plus years. So we can teach you how to do this, how you can get this kind of longevity. And the healthier you keep these teeth, if you keep them alive and you don't have, keep out of root canals and stuff like that, the better off you are. And there's nothing like, there's no natural, there's no implant, I don't care who does it, can hold a candle to a natural tooth that has a live nerve that's good and healthy. Nothing, no one on the planet, no one bar none, regardless of what they tell you. And implants are great. Dental implants are used where you can't use, you have to replace natural teeth, but why not concentrate on saving what you have? That's the thing we try to get across. It's so hard to get people to take their teeth serious. These 80 plus years of teeth longevity. In our office, we can help you achieve that goal. We can design a program especially for you. Our hygienists are just outstanding at this. So this is Dr. Staffel and Associates. You call us 210-341-2569. And let us help you. Let us show you how you can keep your teeth for your lifetime. We have patients up in their hundreds. One patient is 103 and still going strong. She still has her teeth. We've been taking care of her for years. We have another couple of 100-year-old patients, and they keep their teeth beautifully. And so a lot of patients are in their 90s, and they're just doing great. But it all depends on keeping those teeth clean. And there's a lot of problems that result when you don't keep the food and the bacteria off of your teeth and gums. We've talked about that a lot. We'll talk about that a lot more because it's so terribly important. Now, the thing, one thing I want to talk about is CPR. Our office is required to pass a CPR test, and it is valid for 2 years. And so we just had our CPR test this month for all our employees, and that teaches about bloodborne pathogens, how to discard and take care of bloodborne pathogens and blood sterilization of surfaces and just getting rid of bloodborne things. And especially with people that have infections. So we take that, we just took it, and I just wanted to bring something to your attention along this line. The CPR is so very valuable, and I have a notice here from the Northeast Independent School District, and they teach first aid CPR and the automatic electronic defibrillator. And so that course, they teach this course, and they teach it at the Northeast Community Learning Center, and it's on Saturdays, September 9th, October 7th, November 4th, December 2nd, and they teach it from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and this gives you the information that you need, life-saving skills, and you never know when you're going to need this, and you never plan for it, but sudden cardiac death is something that's a huge problem, and being prepared, if you can, there's some simple maneuvers that you can do that can keep a person alive until the EMS gets there. You can do a great, great service to someone in your family or some friend or so on where this comes up. But having this information, this course is designed for members of the general community who want to learn the skills and techniques needed to recognize emergencies and perform basic first aid. And with that, you'll learn to perform the life-saving skills of CPR on adults and children and even infants, and how to relieve choking and how to administer an EpiPen and how to use a automatic external defibrillator. And you're trained on in a realistic setting on mannequins, and experiences case-based scenarios in a realistic setting. So this is something I strongly urge you to think about doing. It's the Northeast Independent School District, and the number is 210-407-0140, or you can register online at communityed.neisd.net, which is Community Education Northeast Independent School District .net. So I really urge you to do this, because we are trained in this. We're also trained in advanced cardiac life support, which is another thing totally, but just a plain old basic CPR. If you can keep somebody alive until the EMS gets there, you're going to do a huge thing, and it doesn't take much to do that. That's the neat thing. It doesn't cost, you have a cost for the course, of course. And also the person who taught us, his name is Rod Jensen, and you can call our office at 210-341-2569, and Rod Jensen will teach a group of six or more. And it's very economical. He is a national trainer, and we're lucky to have him in this area. And, gosh, to be able to have this information and be able to help, know that you can help somebody, is huge. And it's, anybody can do it at any age. That's what's neat. So you can call our office, 210-341-2569, and we can relay this information on. You can register either online or with the phone number that I gave you earlier. So, that's something that's huge. It really, and I will give you, there's a few things that you need to have on hand. Of course, one of them is a chewable aspirin, not coated aspirin, but chewable aspirin. There's a few other things that you can have for acute cardiac arrest. And so I can't tell you enough about how important having this information is, and it's something that's so easy to learn and so easy to help keep somebody alive till the EMS gets there. Because you're dealing again with oxygen. You've got 15 minutes of oxygen supply, and then it's all over. So if you can keep that person who's been stricken with oxygen in their brain and oxygen to their heart, it's a game changer. And I saw one of the numbers that 50% of the people who have acute cardiac arrest die before they get to the hospital. After they get to the hospital, 14% of them will survive in the hospital. And then after they're discharged from the hospital, 2% of them survive. Those are stunning numbers. So, again, if you can get to the, keep that person alive, and get just about everywhere you see now, you'll see a sticker that says AED, which is the automatic electronic defibrillator, and they're everywhere, and they're required by law. When you have one, anybody can use them. So if you can get, what they've shown is if you can get that AED on a person, the sooner that you can get them on there, the higher their probability of survival. And this is just something simple, because these devices are all automatic now. They tell you what to do. You just have to know where to put the little leads. There are two leads. You have to know where to put them and how to put them on. And then it talks you through. It tells you everything to do. The machine tells you. It diagnoses what the problem is, diagnoses whether or not they need to be shocked, tells you to get away from there, and then shocks the person. And valuable information. You never know when you're going to need it, and especially if you do a lot of traveling, especially. So I'm going to talk briefly about NUCOM. NUCOM, what is it? NUCOM is an anti-anxiety system that we use in our office on just about every patient that I do dental treatment on. It's one of the most wonderful way. It drops you within 3 to 5 minutes into a state of meditation-like brain activity or pre-sleep, and it keeps you there as long as we're working on you. We may add a touch of nitrous oxide to it to accelerate the effect, but the most of the time people just love it. They have earphones, they have little another electrical device that's attached to it, and some amino acids that go with it. It's one of the most wonderful ways to have dental treatment, and one of the most comfortable ways to have dental treatment. We have worked for decades trying to get patients delivered the most comfortable dental treatment, dental appointment available anywhere. And we've succeeded beyond our wildest dreams. And especially with the NUCOM system. Patients love it. It's just a marvelous thing. And we use it on just about all of our dental treatment and dental patients. Then along that line, a lot of people, because I advertise for high fear and high anxiety patient, a lot of people come in and they just have a terrible time with anxiety and dental treatment or dentist. And it's difficult for some people to even get through the door. And we can help and change their whole destiny, their whole outlook, their whole health outlook by what we can do in our dental office, the dental office of Dr. Staffel and Associates, 210-341-2569, 341-2569. So don't let fear and anxiety keep you away from getting needed dental work done, because we can help you. We have dedicated our whole process for decades to making the most comfortable dental treatment. And you may need, sometimes people have so much fear that they need something additional to overcome that fear. And that's when we use a pharmaceutical. We use one, or maybe two. And then you just really go to a beautiful state of comfort. And we'll help you choose which one you want. And patients love it. They just love it. And so that's what we do. We're so good at it. We're so successful with these high fear, high anxiety situations. We've treated some really difficult cases. I'm telling you, some really difficult dental cases where, unfortunately, people who have these sufferings of dental anxiety and dental fear, they won't get their teeth treated in a timely manner. They won't see a dentist in a timely manner. And we see some of these people that have gone by for 10 years, 20 years, even some of them for 30 years, where they allow these infection problems to build up. Their teeth get into really infected problems. They start losing their jawbone. The bacteria eat their jawbone out. They have a tremendous connectivity to the infection in the mouth, and as well as arthritis and other medical problems and cardiovascular disease and stroke. It's quite strong a problem, but that is not necessary. That's what I'm trying to get across, and I hope you will give us a chance. Come in, let us talk about it with you, that if you have these high fear hangs out, high anxiety situations. We even have work with one person who can change your whole outlook on this with just working with acupressure points of the ear, of all things. You wouldn't believe it's possible, but we've had some incredible success with his work on these acupressure points of the ear, not acupuncture, but acupressure points of the ear, of changing a person's entire physical fear of and post-traumatic dental stress. We can help you with that and remove that so that you don't have that problem every time that you need dental treatment. And you can develop a general comfort level having your teeth worked on and having dental treatment done and getting health and helping you keep those teeth for your 80 plus years. So give us a call, Dr. Staffel and Associates. The number is 210-341-2569. And don't suffer in fear. The consequences are so huge, it's just staggering what happens to the rest of your body when you allow dental infections, either in the gums or the bone or in the teeth, allow to take over your life. It's almost like a body snatcher. Things happen that you just don't want to have happen. And the consequences are huge, as well as affecting just things, the way you smile and the way you chew. And by golly, that's one of the things, being able to eat nowadays is more important than ever before, because people are living longer and having good teeth and chewing function is really, really valuable for longevity. Thank you very much. End of another session. Where'd you go? It goes by so fast. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week. And remember to keep brushing at night. Keep brushing and flossing. You'll live longer, 20% longer. If you brush at night, floss, and then see your dentist twice a year, you'll even live longer still. And that's from a massive study that's been shown. And so, remember, brush at night and floss. Preserve those teeth and let us help you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.